Good morning. It's morning 6 of the 7 day reset. I hope you had a wonderful sleep. Here are this morning's questions before we go into our practice. So please take your journal and pen. We've got 4 questions this morning, slightly different. Okay, so question 1. We've got 2 blanks to fill in for this one, so I'll just go slowly so it's easy for you to note this down. Question 1. I now feel because I had hours of sleep. So please fill in the blanks. How do you feel as a result of the number of hours that you of sleep that you had last night? So just write down, I now feel. Fill in the blank. How do you feel? Because I had, fill in the blank, number of hours of sleep. I now feel because I had hours of sleep. Question 2. How do you wish to feel by the end of our practice this morning? How do you wish to feel by the end of our practice this morning? Question 3. How will you know? Question 4. How can you relax even more deeply into our practice this morning? How can you relax even more deeply into our practice this morning? Okay, so once you've finished answering your questions in your journal, please put your journal and pen down. And we are about to start this morning's practice. Good morning. Welcome to morning 6 of the 7-day challenge. You are doing brilliantly because you are showing up consistently. Every day, you are laying the foundations to radically change your life experience. That might sound profound, but that is actually what you are doing. You are breaking down old ways of thinking, old habits that haven't worked for you, and you're integrating, you're learning to integrate this practice into your daily life. And one step at a time, you are learning how to master your thinking, your emotional states, accelerate the results that show up on the outside of you by mastering what's happening on the inside of you and creating new strategies. You're aligning your conscious and subconscious minds. You're not even aware this is happening, but this is all part of the process. And you just have to sit and receive and follow my guidance. That's the really cool bit about this. And ultimately, this is enabling you to be the powerful manifester in your life. When we started, I got you to look at what being a powerful manifester meant. Now, let's do a quick review. Go to the front of your journal where you've written down why you're here. Why is it that you're here learning how to be a powerful manifester? It's in the front of your journal. It should be in there by now. If it's not, do it. One of the traits of powerful manifestors is they take rapid aligned action. There's nothing worse than that feeling of catching up, is there? I keep moving and adding something each day gently. And that will get you really, really, really good at building your confidence. So by building little easy steps, because it feels good when we do stuff, right? By building those little baby steps and following my guidance, you're going to be able to transfer that into all areas of your life as you're building your goals up and getting even bigger results. Okay, so just remind yourself, just look what you've written. Why are you here? Why is that important? And why is that important? The reason I ask why it's important to you is because I'm getting you to look at your values. Values is what you deem to be important to you. Now, what's important to you will be different to me in different areas of your life. There will be some similarities. When we get really clear on what's important to us, magic happens. And when we take aligned action in alignment with what's important to us, even more magic happens. Why? Our values are one of the drivers behind our behaviors and therefore the results that we get. So remember, when the whys are big enough, the hows will follow. You've got a learning gap, a skills gap. That's why you're here with me. I'm teaching you how to break down your ability one step at a time to overcome your doubts, your fears, the self-sabotage voice, to identify limiting beliefs in the subconscious mind and clear them. That's all building up one step at a time. So I just want you to relax now and know that you're in the right place. You are exactly where you're supposed to be, and just follow my guidance one step at a time. You should also by now have written, I am 100% committed to showing up for myself every day so that I put continue to be a powerful manifester in the easiest possible way. And I signed that the other day, earlier on this week. So you should also have that in the front of your journal. And come back to this because you're looking at this every day. Because when challenges come up and it gets hard, you want to remind yourself why you're doing it, why it is that you want to be a powerful manifester, why you are a powerful manifester, and actually getting even better at that now. Draw pictures and make it fun. Okay, so write this down. This is really important. This is the theme of today. Anxiety is a reminder to pay attention to what we want. Anxiety is a reminder to pay attention to what we want. It is going to change your life, understanding this concept and building the tools on clearing this. We're going to go, how I like to teach is taking you through an experience and out the other side, and then give you the teachings on the other side of it. So that's all you need to know. Anxiety is a reminder to pay attention, to focus on what we want. I am teaching you to get very clear on what it is that you want. And then what we're doing and what you're building upon is facing your challenges or fears, the blocks, the energetic blocks, the abundance blocks, which are all in your mind, by the way, to clear them so that you can manifest what it is that you want. And we're doing it from your heart. So I'm teaching you to go into your heart and actually respond, recognize what's going on, and come from that place when we manifest from our heart in a very grounded way. Again, in order to manifest, if you want to manifest, the more grounded you are, the higher levels that you can draw down. So that's why we're grounding and going into your heart. Okay, let's begin. So get comfy. Gently close your eyes. Tongue to roof of mouth. Tuck your chin. Gently allow your neck. Your neck will start to feel a little extended and gently extended. You know what I mean. Take your awareness to your breath. Any sounds that you hear, allow them to be part of your experience and a teacher in terms of enabling you to stay focused fully on my voice, my instructions, and your breath. Because in life there are always distractions. The key is to be able to center yourself and come back to your breath in the present moment. Feel your sitting bones connected with the floor, knowing that you're grounded, safe and protected. Take your awareness to your heart and just identify with anything that might feel uncomfortable. And just allow that. We're human, we have a whole range of feelings. Don't push anything away, it's part of who you are. It's just where you're at right now. There's no right or wrong, there just is. Now identify with that feeling in your heart. It may be a little bit uncomfortable. Now, give yourself permission to let go of all anxiety, worry and fear in this now moment. Send it down through your body, release it out, down through your feet, into the underground streams. Imagine a mini version of you, a playful mini version of you, on the riverbank, just watching and running along, watching all your anxieties, fears, doubts being washed, transformed, transmuted. And that's going all the way through the center of the earth, and it's going to the other side of the earth. It's going to come out into a forest. It's going to nurture and replenish trees, water holes. Look at all the animals and birds and insects being nourished and recharged from this water. And just allowing that to take place in the background while you come back to your heart now. Breathe. Keep your awareness on your heart, and at the same time, allow your eyes to soften and relax now. Take your awareness to your chin, your jawline. Allow that to soften and relax now. And I know that you're thinking certain things, and it's a good thing to be thinking those things, because it means that you're growing and learning, letting go of things, doing things differently. Einstein says that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You, this week, are doing something different. You're finding a new strategy, a new way to navigate your brain, your mind, your emotions, a new way of creating higher level results for yourself in alignment with your truth, in alignment with your heart's desires. Just taking a moment to honor yourself, to honor you for being brave, for making that decision. The decision is cutting off from any other possibility. Making that decision that you're worth it. That's right, you are worth it. Say that to yourself, I am worth it. I am lovable. I am loving. That's right. You are. And because you're here, listening to the sound of my voice, learning and growing easily and effortlessly now, it means that it's time. It's your time to give yourself everything that you need. Feel amazing. Everything that you need to let go of what you don't need anymore. To embrace everything and move forward in your power as a powerful manifester, in alignment with your truth, bringing joy and lightness into every area of your life from right now. So just take a moment and feel your breath touching the end of your nose, knowing that that is a miracle in itself. Because think about it, what's the chances of you being right here, right now? You're chosen to be here for good reason. Now take your awareness to your shoulders and allow them to soften and relax now. Take your awareness to your tummy and your hips. Keep smiling. Allow them to soften and relax now. Feel your sitting bones connected to your support, knowing that you're grounded, safe, and protected. Now take your awareness to your heart. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Breathe in this feeling and send it around your body, all the way to your fingers and toes, feeling a lightness coming to you now. Send this energy, this joy, playfulness, laughter, all the way down through your body, down and out through the soles of your feet, down into the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock, going deeper and deeper into the core of the earth. Wrap your energy around a beautiful pink rose quartz crystal. This represents the energy of Mother Earth. It's divine, loving, caring, cherishing, flourishing, grounded, wise, gentle, faithful, powerful, and strong. Merge your energy with this energy and draw it up. That's right, draw it up. All the way through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Through the soles of your feet, up through every cell, molecule, and electron of your body. Moving it up through your spine and through the core of your body into your heart. Magnify it by 1,000-fold. Send it up and out through the top of your head, out through the ceiling, out into the morning sky, up, going higher and higher, past the birds, past the clouds, going up, up and out into the universe until you connect with the most beautiful, glorious, white, brilliant light. It is expansive and has no end. Merge your energy with this energy, this light. Inside it, imagine it's the energy of your ancestors who have passed to the light. Imagine you're connecting with all of their wisdom, their love, their joy. Now imagine that you're connecting with a masculine energy, the energy of the Father. It's kind. It's a visionary energy. All-knowing, all-seeing, grounded, strong, capable, determined, and kind. Flourishing. Draw this energy down, all the way back down, through the atmosphere, through the sky, past the clouds, past the birds. Draw it in through the ceiling and down through the top of your head. It's a brilliant white diamond light. Allow this energy to clear, heal, activate all of your cells, all of your molecules, all of your electrons, that's right. Allow your eyes to soften, breathe with your gentle breath. Send this energy around your system, all the way down to your toes, that's right, all the way to your fingers. Keep smiling, breathing tenderly. Long and smooth exhalation. Imagine each of your cells is lighting up like the lights on a Christmas tree. They're white lights. And as each cell lights up, each cell next to that cell lights up. Take your awareness down from your head and draw it down all the way into your heart. Imagine there's that little door and you're opening it. There's a small version of you inside of your heart right now. Open the door. Walk inside and close the door. Look around in awe. It's sparkling inside your heart. You're in the chamber of your heart. It's pink. It's warm. It's sparkling. Look over to the other side of your heart. There's a lovely table and stool, a mirror, a piece of paper, and a quill. That's a pen with a feather on it. Go and sit down at your desk. It's beautiful. Look into the mirror. Imagine that it's 12 months from now. Look into your eyes. You're a powerful manifester. Notice what you're saying to yourself. We're going to quickly come back to now. Before you do, look into that mirror, look into your eyes, and say, I love you. I approve of you. I am enough. Smile. I am knowing. And now say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. Your pen awaits you in your paper. Pick up your pen, open your eyes. And write down your goal. So, remember. Write the date 1 month from now. I have. I am. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've created that goal for yourself? Remember the area of your life that you were going to focus on this month, that you are focusing on, health, relationships, or career. Just write that down, one word, health, career, relationships, just to remind you. It is now the end of this month. Write the date. I have or I am. What was the one goal that you set for yourself earlier this week? This is a review. You're just writing it out again. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you have created and manifested that goal? Write down a very short sentence. It might be the same as before, but just write down what comes to you now. Okay, next question. How do you feel? How does that feel? Gently close your eyes. I want you just to feel into that, what it feels like having manifested that goal. Imagine that you're taking a photograph and you're zooming in your imagination on the last thing that has to happen. Now, what I want you to do is draw a little stick figure picture of you and a bubble around yourself. And I want you to draw that last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've created that in your life. Make sure there's a ground under your feet because you want to be grounded. And draw a connection to the heart in the middle of the earth because you want to be grounded. And then draw a line so that you can see a heart above. I don't know if you can read that, but look, that's a picture of me in my little bubble, okay? And the heart up there and a heart below with ground, okay? Because we want to be grounded, because remember, the more grounded we are, the easier it is to manifest. Okay, make sure you put a little expression on your face, okay? I'm guessing you're going to be happy, right? So just do this really quickly. Inside your bubble, write some of the words that you're saying to yourself. So, look at your words. Your goal has manifested, okay? You've created your goal. What are you saying to yourself? Write those words in the bubble. Don't think about it. Powerful, positive words. What are you saying to yourself? You've created your goal. It's happened. You've done everything that you needed to do to make it happen. What's the energy that you've called in? What sort of energy have you got? What did you do to make it happen? What did you do differently to make it happen? To create it? Just trust your pen. Who did you ask for help for if you needed help? Quick, draw them, little stick figures, or just write their name down. Churchill didn't win World War II on his own. He had help. He had a team, right? Being a powerful manifester is working with and through other people, creating our goals. Making sure that it's self-initiated and self-maintained is really important. There's a fine line in there as well. We need to reach out for help sometimes and ask for help as part of that process. Okay, now what I would like you to do is this. Oh, how do you feel? Okay. What impact is that having on other people? Just write it down. Draw a picture of one person in your life that your goal, having completed and manifested your goal, is going to impact in a positive way. What are they saying? Draw a little stick figure. What are they saying? Has you completing your goal, manifesting your goal, impacted on just one person? If that's one person, who is it? Okay, next. You're going to draw 1 month from now. That's when you're celebrating the creation of your goal. So, it is now
1 month from now.
What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you have celebrated the manifestation of your goal? Write it down. You don't need to look back, just write it down. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've manifested your goal? What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've celebrated?
1 month from now.
Draw a little stick figure of yourself. You do not have to be an artist. Put yourself in a bubble. And write, how are you feeling? What are you saying to yourself? Next. Write down why this is important. Why it's important for you to have manifested that goal and celebrated it. Why is it important? Just trust your pen. Why else is it important? I want three why it's important. That you absolutely pull all the stops out and ensure that you create and manifest this for yourself by the end of the month. Okay. Put your pen down when you finish that. Remember, when the whys are big enough, the hows will follow. Bring yourself back, close your eyes. You might be feeling a little bit expanded right now, and that's totally normal. The subconscious mind, when we can't see how to do something, can try and stop us in our tracks. Get used to this feeling. You are feeling expanded. And that's okay. That's where growth happens. If we're not growing, we stagnate. If we say we want something, but we don't know how to get there, and we don't find a strategy to get there, we can start going backwards and lose our confidence. That's why with this training and these teachings, you're going to keep moving forward. Okay. So, what is your big, keeping your eyes closed, put your attention on your heart. What is your next big step? Yesterday you took a small step towards creating that goal. Today, what big step can you take, your next big step forward? One big step forward to manifesting that goal, the outcome of that goal. Just trust what answer comes to you now and write it down. What big step can you take? If it feels scary and exciting, that is exactly the right one for you. Trust your pen. What is your next big step? How will you know when you've done it? What will that get for you or allow you to do? You may be tingling now at this point at the idea of actually having to do something big today. Okay, what will that get for you or allow you to do? Why is that important? And why is that important? Okay. Gently close your eyes. Bring your awareness back to your heart. Smile. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Feel your breath. Okay, open your eyes. Now, write the word challenge down. What challenge do you foresee might come in today that might prevent you from taking that big step What challenge? Write it down. Now, I want you to write down three different ways that you can overcome that in the most simplest way. Go. Trust your pen. Don't think about it. Write down three different ways that you can overcome that challenge. All right, groovy. So now, what I would love you to do is draw a little picture. I'm going to show you. Take your pad. On the left-hand side, you're going to draw a little picture of you now. You do not need to be a really good artist to do this. This is going to be, you're going to love it. It's so much fun, right? Really simple. Think childlike. Okay, so. Look, there you go. That's me. Right, put a bubble around you. Then, next to you, actually, this needs to say now. Okay, so this is where you are now. That's you. Well, that's me, but just draw a picture that represents you. Then three boxes, 1, 2, 3, with the word action. And now we're going to draw another little picture of you here, okay? So the picture of you on the right-hand side, I want you to draw the picture of you half an hour after you have successfully taken your big step today, your big scary step that's going to take you one step closer to you manifesting the result of your goal, manifesting your goal by the end of the month. So this is just for today, we're keeping with today. So just to be clear, this is you now, your version of you, three boxes which says action above it, and here you're going to draw another little bubble. I want you to imagine it's half an hour after you have successfully taken your next big scary step today. Draw how you are half an hour after having taken that step. Go. Put yourself in a bubble. Now write the words down. What are you saying to yourself? They want to be powerful and short. Half an hour after you have successfully taken your big scary step today. What are you saying to yourself? How are you feeling? What did you do? Okay, now. In your action boxes, there's three. spontaneously write, what's your first action step that you're going to take today to move you from where you are now to where you want to be later? So what's your first action step? What's your second action step? And what's your third action step? Okay. Next. You're going to draw an arrow between where you are now and where you want to be. Okay? Now, what is the energy? Close your eyes. What energy, what inner resource do you need to cultivate? What feeling do you need to move you from A to B, from where you are now to actually enjoying what it feels like having taken that big scary step? Is it courage? Is it laughter? Is it, what is it? Write the first word that comes to you now. What do you need more of? What's the energy that you want to have with you? Is it playfulness? What is it? Make it light. Okay, so now write down. How can I create, have, or be more? Write down that word that you've just written, the energy that you want to carry with you today to help move you from where you are now to moving through that process of taking that big scary step and then celebrating at the end of the day because you've done it. How can I create, have, or be more, insert your word, in my life right now and have fun with it? Question mark, draw a little smiley face, maybe a little heart. The more animated we make these things and more lighthearted, the more it is. It's like accessing the child part of us. Okay. So you can't not answer a question, right? So how can I create, have, or be more? You've inserted your word in my life right now and have fun with it. Okay, write down three little bullet points about how you know that you've created that for your life, for yourself in your life today. So how will you know that you've created that for yourself in your life today? Write down three bullet points. How can I create, have, or be more in my life right now and have fun with it? How will you know you've created it? Write down three bullet points. Just ask, look at the question, close your eyes, and allow your pen to do the talking. Okay, look at what you've written. How does that feel? Gently close your eyes. Okay, so breathe, take your awareness into your heart. Feel your connection with the floor. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. So just taking yourself out half an hour after having successfully completed, taken that big scary step today. Notice how you're celebrating. Notice what you're saying to yourself. How you're going to celebrate. Just go into that feeling of celebrating. It's awesome. Keep breathing. Now, keeping your eyes closed, what do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? What else? What else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Keeping your eyes closed, keep your awareness in your heart. Breathe. And what else? What else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Gently wiggle your fingers and toes, coming back into the room. Hello? Okay. You are learning to hold on to that vibration, that frequency of the wish fulfilled. This is a key to being a powerful manifester. Each and every day, you are cultivating your ability to go beyond and to step into the feeling of the wish fulfilled. And then simply you take the aligned action and you do it quickly so that you don't chicken out. And then we keep building on it. So, my last set of questions for you is this. Well done, you've done really well. I knew you could handle it. How are you feeling right now? Check back to see what your intention was at the beginning of this practice. How did you want to feel at the end of this practice? Have you met your intention or is it in process? Okay, accountability is the glue between commitment and results. Write that down. Accountability is the glue between commitment and results. How are you feeling right now? Have you met your intention or is it in process? That's it. Look at that question set. If you need to, what am I feeling most excited about in my life right now? What is it about that that makes me feel excited? And how does that make me feel? All right. Have an amazing day. I will see you later. Enjoy jumping in. Go. Do it now.